Taking a look first at your news for today. On Wednesday, January the 21st, the Michigan Supreme Court adopted a revision to Michigan Court Rule 6.201, which leaves personal information of victims and witnesses, including their addresses and phone numbers, unprotected during discovery. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nassel issued the following statement in response, saying, quote, "Victims who come forward to report crimes and witnesses who step up to tell the truth should be able to trust that the justice system will do everything in its power to keep them safe. The unfortunate reality is that this revision to the court rules does the exact opposite. By allowing addresses and phone numbers to be handed over to defendants, this change places survivors and witnesses in harm's way and creates a fear that silences victims, discourages cooperation with law enforcement, and allows offenders to evade accountability. This decision reiterates the urgent need for strong legislation that protects personal information from violent defendants. I have long advocated for the legislature to stand with victims when they make the brave decision to testify, and I again call on lawmakers to act now to protect some of their most valuable and vulnerable constituents. No one who survives violence or helps bring it to light should have to sacrifice their safety to seek justice." And another news for today. A former Saginaw physician, James Carthron, age 61, is set to stand trial on 23 counts of Medicaid fraud in Ingham County's 30th Circuit Court, according to Michigan Attorney General Dana Nassel. Each count carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. Carthron, who previously ran the PRN Urgent Care in Saginaw before closing it in 2023, is accused of billing Medicaid for telephone services that were never actually provided between May and September of 2024. He was bound over by Judge Molly E. Hennessy Greenwalt on January the 15th, and a judge for the circuit court case has not yet been assigned. The Attorney General's Healthcare Fraud Division, Michigan's federally certified Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, is now prosecuting the case. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for today, Amy Jo Briolet has been arraigned on felony charges, including larceny of $1,000 to $20,000 and illegal use of a financial transaction device. The larceny charge carries a maximum sentence of up to 5 years in prison, and the financial device charge is punishable by up to 4 years. Ms. Briolet confirmed that she understood the offenses, potential penalties, and her constitutional rights after discussing them with her attorney, Dallas Rooney. No plea was entered at this time, as is typical for felony arraignments. A probable cause conference is set for February the 5th at 10:30 a.m. with a preliminary examination scheduled for February the 13th at 10:30 a.m. Her bond will continue as previously ordered, and she is noted to be on DOC parole. Attorney Rooney has been appointed to represent her in this matter. And in court today, a probable cause conference was also held for Edward Sterling Coffey. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Faney presented a plea officer, which would allow Mr. Coffey to waive his preliminary examination and plead guilty to the charge, with the prosecution agreeing not to pursue further habitual offender action. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney stated this was the first time he had heard the offer and indicted an agreement to reconvene in about a week to discuss it. The prosecutor will email a copy of the offer to the court and Mr. Rooney. The court confirmed a preliminary hearing is scheduled for next Friday. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, January the 22nd of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.